Brass is back. At least that's what we're hearing on social media and from WABE contributor Betsy Riley. For the fall issue of Atlanta magazine Home, Riley and her team surveyed the latest trends in metal finishes. Here's Betsy Riley to tell us more.
Today I want to talk about metal finishes. You know, everybody knows that brass is back. There's actually a hashtag on Instagram, hashtag brass is back, and it has hundreds of posts. My friend Tyler Lynch, he invented this hashtag, take your brass animal to work day. Tyler actually, you may remember, he is the host of those Thrifting with Tyler events. And just FYI, he has a new trip coming up October 10th to North Georgia, which will benefit the Georgia Trust for Historic Preservation. But getting back to metal, companies, trend-setting companies like Mitchell Gold, Bob Williams, and Restoration Hardware have been using brass for the last few years back on their fixtures and as hardware on their furniture. And it's sort of hard, I think, for those of us who were burned by the shiny brass of the 80s and 90s. You know, it was such a pervasive trend, sort of like mauve and turquoise or Molly Ringwald movies. Our neighborhood was built in the 80s, and we have an annual dumpster day. And I'll tell you, every year that dumpster is full of shiny brass chandeliers. They've actually come out with a new finish that they're calling gold, which is awfully similar to that shiny brass. It's just a little bit more matte, but I guess they're not going to call it shiny brass again. Well, in every issue of Atlanta Magazine's Home, we start with a department called Focal Point. And this is a spread of beautiful products. It's not necessarily something that's trendy. It can be just something that inspires us. We've done butterflies, we did modern pastels, and in our fall issue, which is on newsstands right now, we did copper. And it opens with this big photo of copper platters from Global Views and America's Mart. And I just love these platters. To me, they have this sort of vaguely retro feel, a sort of warm finish. They just feel like a party to me. And I think my fixation with copper probably started when I had my first Moscow Mule a few years ago at Seed in Marietta, and I've become a little bit addicted to those. And our product pages have, of course, the Moscow Mule mug, but they have cookware and utensils, light fixtures. The theme of our fall issue is kitchens. So, of course, we have to have lots of copper kitchenware. But we also found chairs and tables. There's this amazing copper and stainless steel range by Blue Star. This is part of a new collection they produce called their Precious Metal Collection.
Get your copper kettle.
Well, right after we went, we sent this issue to the printer, I also got to tour the new Williams-Sonoma store. And this is Atlanta's largest Williams-Sonoma store. It just opened at Ponce City Market. It's a little bit tricky to find right now because it's at the back of the food hall and most of the food hall is closed, but it's worth seeking out. They have, in fact, an entire home department. It's the only one here, I think maybe in the Southeast, that has a huge full-size home department. With a free design service. I wrote a blog about it, so you can get some details on our website. But they had this fantastic copper collection. Williams-Sonoma's founder, Chuck Williams, actually turns 100 years old this year. And he was always known for introducing professional kitchen tools into the residential market. And he was responsible for introducing brands like Le Creuset and KitchenAid. And because of that long relationship, Williams-Sonoma has some exclusive products that you can't find anywhere else. So one that I particularly liked was their copper KitchenAid stand mixer. I mean, this thing, it looks like a sculpture. It's just beautiful. But they also had in their copper collection, they had platters, cocktail shakers, pitchers, ice buckets. My favorite thing was actually the hammered copper imperial pint mug, which is a bit large for a Moscow Mule. That is $39.95. And they told me this funny story. I'm not sure if it's true. Maybe they were just messing with me. But they said that the original coppersmiths in Turkey, they had difficulty because coppers, it's difficult to get that complete perfect shine, and they were doing this by hand. So they started hammering the copper to cover up the imperfections. And so then that became what they did, and they had these little tiny hammers, and they did it so much they all went deaf. So I don't know if that's true, but it's an interesting story. I also wanted to mention mixing metals, because I think whether we're talking jewelry or fixtures in your kitchen or another room, for a long time it was very taboo. All your metals had to match. So if you had stainless steel appliances, then you had to have nickel faucets and drawer pulls. But now it's very common to mix your metals. It really sort of creates, it actually helps create the look of a room that evolved over time, which is what we all sort of want these days. If it really bothers you, then you can find like a wallpaper or a fabric or an accessory that has both gold and silver in it to sort of tie the tones together. Another thing is you can use accessories that have sort of a warm silvery finish, something that's in champagne color or mother of pearl or alabaster can sort of provide a bridge between finishes. You can also use colors, like yellow speaks to gold tones. A dark brown will speak to a bronze tone. Or you can add gold to warm up cool colors. So if you have sort of a gray room, some touches of gold can look fantastic and really balance out the cool colors in a room. So really, mixing is, it keeps the room fresh. The only faux pas is doing it halfway. So I have to admit, I am looking around my own house. I have all these shiny brass doorknobs that I really want to get rid of. But I also have shiny brass hinges, and it's just sort of seems insurmountable to get rid of the hinges, and then you have to paint the doors, and it would be a major, major project. So, you know, I think I'm just going to opt out and go with glass doorknobs.